Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. We're in the Spirit praying to our Father, the Most High God. And we're so grateful that He know your name. He know your fingerprints, your footprints. He made you and gave you the right footprints, the right fingerprints like nobody else. You're the only one who has those fingerprints. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we adore you and we bless you. You're more than unique. You're almighty. Ain't no God like you. You are supreme in the heavens. You are supreme in the earth. Even the angels are bowing down and saying, Abba, Father, holy is our God. Holy is our God. Holy is our King. Righteous is our Lord. Hallelujah to the Most High God. Hallelujah. Let all praises, hallelujah, go to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We praise you this morning. We honor you this morning. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We thank you that you are omnipresent. You're all over the world. You're in Asia. You're in Africa. You're in Antarctica. You're in Australia. You're in Europe. You're, oh God, in North America, South America. There's no place that you are not. Oh, you're all at the same time. When it's 3 o'clock one place, 1 o'clock another, 5 a.m., 10 p.m., you're all over the world no matter what time. You don't ever leave us. You don't ever forsake us. We're grateful that the Most High God know our name. You know our location. Oh, God, you don't need the GPS to find us. You already know where we are because you were there too. You were there before we arrived there. Hallelujah. You were in, oh God, in our mother's belly with us, oh God. Oh God, you blew your very breath before they cut the umbilical cord. You were there in the name of Jesus. Oh God, when they smacked our bodies, oh God, and we gave our first cry, you were right there in the name of Jesus. We are thanking you this morning. For what you're going to do, we bless your name. We thank you for what you've already done. And this morning, oh God, oh Lord, you know the mountains that are in our lives. And we speak to every mountain in our lives, and we command the mountain to be removed and to be cast into the sea. We speak to every financial mountain to be removed from our lives in the name of Jesus. Let every evil mountain hear our voice. Oh, God, the voice of the Lord, and be removed in the name of Jesus. We prophesy to the mountain and command them to hear the word of the Lord and be removed. Let the mountains tremble at your presence, oh, God. We contend with every mountain and command them to hear your voice, oh, God. Lay the mountain of Esau, the flesh, to waste, oh, God. Put forth your hand, oh, Lord. Overturn the mountains by roots. We speak to every mountain of debt in the name of Jesus to be removed and cast into the sea. Lord, you are against every destroying mountain in the name of Jesus. Let the mountains melt at your presence, O God. Make waste the evil mountains in our lives, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thrush every mountain. We beat them small, and we make the hills as chaff. Every mountain in our way will become a plain in the mighty name of Jesus. There's no God like you, Jehovah, no God like you. We say, have your way on Bible Story Land. We don't know the way, but we're definitely reassured over and over by your word that you are the way maker and you made a way where there's seemingly no way and you're still making a way in Jesus' name. Welcome again to Bible Story Land. We appreciate you. We love you. The Father loves you even more. Father God is who we serve, the true and living God, and we are grateful. We are grateful that Father God is taking care of us. No matter what happens, Father God is taking care of it. He know all about the bombings, the shootings. He know all about the drive-by shootings. He know them before they happen. Sometimes he send warnings, but because our ears are deafened by the enemy, we don't hear. We got to get in the secret place. We got to call on his name like never before. We got to get in the place we need to be. So when he warns us, don't go that way, we won't go the wrong way. We'll go the way of the Lord. When there's a drive-by shooting, he's already warned us. But sometimes we don't hear the warning. Sometimes he say, don't go that way. But you said something told me and you went that way and trouble happened. But God fixed all trouble. He said, don't let your heart be troubled at what's going on in Jacksonville. Don't let your heart be troubled at what's going on in the world. God, we thank you. We thank you. We refuse to let our hearts be troubled about world situation because we know that you got us, your children, in the palm of your almighty hand. Well, we're about praising God this morning. We have Karen Itell on with us from Houston, Texas, and she's going to play a song of praise. She always plays melodious songs. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Good morning, Karika.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing good. I will do holy, holy, holy.
Amen.
Something. I have faith and trust. When God said he's going to do something,
you can take it to the bank because he's going to do it. He's not a human. He don't lie. He's not like us. We'll make a promise and we don't even think about keeping it. We just made it. It's because somebody asked us. But God, he's not like us. He is truth. He is faithful. He keeps his word. Now, you know, sometimes we have to be justified by God. Justification is God's act of removing guilt and penalty of sin. We all sin and come short of his glory. And you, I don't know about you, but I feel guilty when I've sinned. But there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. And we know that we're trusting in a true God, so we just got to repent. And I ain't talking about with words. I mean from our heart. We got to say, Lord, I messed up again. I wanted to do the right thing, but you know that evil that was present with me when Eve was, you know, in the garden and it fell on me? That thing, I chose the wrong way, God. Forgive me. Lord, help me not to look back on what I did, but to trust in you for where you're going to bring me, what you're going to do through me. We already know that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Many things we don't see, but we trust God. We may not see that we already healed, but we healed. We healed by his stripes. He sent the word long time ago and healed us. We healed by his stripes. He said, no evil disease will I put upon them that obey me, that trust in me, that do my will. Trusting God isn't always easy. You ever been in a situation where you had to trust God? I mean, you didn't look like you didn't have no choice. You said, God, I went to the doctor. He gave me a bad report. But your report says I'm healed by his stripes. Lord, I went on the job. He gave me a bad report. They said I don't have a job no more come Friday. But, Lord, I thank you that you're going to keep the lights on. You're going to keep the refrigerator full. You're going to pay the house note, the car note. Lord, I trust in you. You ain't never failed me yet. Now, many of you know I was in the Hurricane Katrina years and years ago. And God saved me, walked in water up past my waist. But God took care of me. He sent people along the way, a boat. Yes, he did. He sent a boat to get me out of that situation. I went through many situations since then. Been in car wrecks, but God was faithful. Didn't let me get killed, kept me, got injured, but he healed my body. Been in many situations. You know, just many. Can't even begin to tell you. Sometimes bank account look like zero. Call the bank, check my account. Oh, supernaturally put money in my account. We serve a faithful God. Trusting him is not always easy. When it looks like ain't no way this can be changed. But God can change it. He can make what's seemingly impossible, the possible. We just got to trust in him. We don't have to see it. All we got to do is believe. Trust in the Lord. You know, I've trusted in myself many times, and I got all messed up. But I made a promise. According to Proverbs 3:5-6, I made a promise to trust in the Lord with all my heart and stop leaning upon what I understand. My understanding is limited, but God's understanding is unlimited. When he say right, I say, Lord, I promise I'll go the way you tell me. When he say go straight, Lord, I promise I'll go to. When you say stop here and pray for him, stop here and pray for them, I promise I'll do it, Lord God. When you say shut everything down, shut the cell phone down, shut the TV down, shut the computer down, I promise. Go get in the secret place. I need you to pray right now. against the situation that's about to happen. You may not know what I'm telling you to pray about, but go do it anyway. So I trust. I stop leaning on my own understanding and acknowledging him. And guess what? He directed my path. He directed my path Monday. He said, go to St. Augustine, Florida. I didn't know why I had to go there. I was going to catch the bus. There's a bus that go from St. Augustine to from Jacksonville to St. Augustine and back and forth three times a day. I missed the bus. So I had to drive. I drove there not knowing why I had to go there. Went to a particular restaurant. Saw a woman come in the restaurant. And I said, she sat in another place, but in my spirit I knew she was supposed to sit over there near me. After a few minutes, I said, hi, how you doing? And we talked for a minute. She was from Jacksonville, Florida. She came. I said, have you ever been to this restaurant before? She said, no. Don't you know God ordered her steps? She said, I Googled it because I was hungry for this kind of food. Now, that was no coincidence, as people say. I don't even understand what that means. But by faith, we both showed up at the same time. A woman of God, a missionary to Brazil. God ordered our steps. By faith, I believed in her. I didn't know what, I hadn't seen what he wanted me to do. I just trusted and went there. That's the kind of trust we need to have in God. That's the kind of faith we need to have in God. Not leaning to our own understanding, but acknowledging God, and he's going to direct our path. Morning, noon, and night, he's directing you. You think, oh, yeah, I went to the grocery store, but it wasn't your thought, it was his thought. So there are no coincidences. They're all ordered. We're all ordered by the Lord. And you know what? It's praise time. We got to praise him. When you're going through a situation, trust and believe and praise your way through it. That's what I'm doing, praising my way through it. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us from Paducah, Kentucky. She know how to praise her God. I looked at some clips yesterday on her Facebook page at her church, and I mean they were praising God in that place. They know how to praise their God. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Well, good morning, Minister G. I'm doing fine. You've seen something that I haven't seen.
Yeah. I went to your church Facebook page, and y'all were
okay.
In there. Oh, hallelujah.
All right, all right. Doing great, doing great. We're looking for a good time in the Lord on tomorrow. Our mother's board, we have four mothers. The youngest one is almost 80, and the oldest one is 84, and they have their annual service on tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So we are so excited about celebrating the mothers of our church.
Amen. I know that's right.
The senior ladies will prepare the communion tables for us when we have communion, and they're just there to give counsel to the younger women, and they're basically there to do anything that the church needs them to do. They're so faithful, and we are so thankful to have them in our church.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So we honor them every chance we get. Minister G?
Yes.
I'm going to sing We've Come This Far by Faith.
Amen.
We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet. Oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. We've come this far by faith. Oh, leaning on. And we keep trusting, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet. I'm singing, oh, 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 oh. Can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. Don't be discouraged when troubles in your life, He'll bear your burden and move all misery and strife. That's why we've come this far by faith. Every day we're leaning on the Lord. And we keep trusting in His holy word. He's never failed me yet. I'm singing, oh, 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 oh. Can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. Just the other day, I heard a man say that he didn't believe in God's word. But I can truly say that God has made a way. He's never failed me yet. Thank God we've come this far by faith. Every day we're leaning on the Lord. And we keep trusting in His holy word. He's never failed me yet. I'm singing, oh, 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 can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. We've come this far by faith. Every day we're leaning on the Lord. And we keep trusting in His holy word. He's never failed me yet. I'm singing, oh, 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 can't turn around. We've come this far by faith.
Amen, amen. We have come this far by faith. Hallelujah. If it was not for the Lord on our side, we wouldn't know where to go. I love that song. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We come this far by faith. Hallelujah. And senior citizens, most of us have learned to have faith and trust in the Lord. The situations that we face. Well, we're looking for Jackie. There she is right there, Jackie Travis. Hallelujah. Good morning, Jackie. How are you? Jackie?
Good morning, Sister G.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm in Cincinnati with Aunt Lou and Aunt Elizabeth.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. All of my praise belongs to you. 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 You deserve it, Lord. You deserve it. You deserve it. All of my worship belongs to you. All of my worship belongs to you. All of my worship belongs to you. Lord, you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. All of my praise belongs to you. All of my praise belongs to you. All of my praise belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. You deserve it. All of my joy belongs to you. All of my joy belongs to you. All of my joy belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. You deserve it. You deserve it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We are so blessed to have each of you on with us this morning. And we are definitely coming this far by faith. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, we don't know where we would be. But we are grateful that we can trust in the Most High God, the only true and living God.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? We got to praise him like never before. All of our hallelujahs belong to him.
Mm-hmm.
All of the hallelujahs all over the world belong to him.
Yes, Lord.
So I'm grateful this morning that we could say we come this far by faith, and my hallelujah belong to the Lord. Hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we are grateful this morning. We have a young speaker on with us this morning. She's a young woman. I've known her since she was a teenager. She is very gifted, very talented. She can sing, she can pray. Oh, my God, and she is a nurse. She went to school in Miami, Florida, but she's going to tell you a little bit about herself and what she does. I introduce to you Tashana LaPierre. Good morning, Tashana. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Sister G. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. I have a great message today. It's called Reap a Great Harvest. Reap a great retirement, and reap in this season. It comes from Galatians 6:9, which says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Amen?
Amen.
I believe you can only reap what you prepare for. Amen? I believe that when you apply God's biblical wisdom with powerful knowledge, you can change the outcome of things. Amen. Not just spiritually, but also financially. Amen. So I hope that you find the information I will share with you today valuable and that you will take advantage of this resource available to you today. Like Sister G said, my name is Tashana LaPierre. I've been a nurse for a few years here in Jacksonville, and I went to the University of Miami. Right now, I'm with AmeriLife. We have plenty of resources available to prepare you and your family for retirement, and I'll share some of that with you now. We're located on 8081 Phillips Highway, Suite 10. We've been there for over 20 years. The company has been in business for over 40. We're committed to helping seniors be prepared for retirement by partnering with over 45 companies to better serve you. As you age, you face more health issues, such as high risk for falls, high risk for pneumonia, higher risk for hypertension, high cholesterol, higher risk for cancer, higher risk for heart attack, stroke. So we've got to be prepared. There are preventative things that people can do, such as going to see your doctor routinely, making sure you're getting preventative screening, immunization seasonally for pneumonia, taking your vital signs like your blood pressure before taking your blood pressure medications, checking your sugar before meals, before taking insulin, of course, exercising and great nutrition. But we, with the health issues that our senior population faces, what results is higher healthcare costs, and healthcare costs are increasing. So we help deal with these costs with Medicare supplements, Medicare Advantage plans, prescription drug plans. But you may still have some out-of-pocket costs, such as co-pays, what Medicare doesn't cover, and personal bills. So we deal with specialty plans that cover high medical costs associated with heart disorders and surgery, strokes, cancers, that pay out a lump sum directly to you, and not necessarily directly to the hospital. Okay, these plans also include hospital plans. You might have heard of Aflac. Those plans, they pay you directly for every day that you're in the hospital. And again, those costs for co-pays, your personal bills, food, transportation, any of those things. If you're an individual that has hypertension, cholesterol, is on diabetic medications, obese, has a history, a family history of heart disorders or strokes, you should consider a heart attack or stroke plan. And if you're a smoker or you have a history of cancer in your family, you should consider a cancer plan because costs associated with those disorders are very expensive. Now, after hospitalization, it is common for people to need rehab. It is common for people to go to a skilled nursing facility, and I've worked in those facilities. And what people don't know is how expensive those are, and it's estimated at about $10,000 a month. That's extremely expensive. You know, who can afford that? So at AmeriLife, we deal with long-term care plans. What they do is they cover costs for critical and terminal illness, but they also offer final expense coverage that cover things like burial costs, medical bills, and legacy. So they work somewhat like a whole life insurance, and it also builds a cash value. What I do, I go out into the community, I speak to people, and I offer them a free benefits check. And when I do my free benefits check, I do things like search for rate reductions on their current insurance, such as life insurance, make sure that they're getting the most benefits entitled to them on their Medicare plans. I make sure that if they're entitled to anything back, I check for that as well, and I give them a free consultation. And with all your retirement expenses, income protection, income replacement, those are important. And unfortunately, Social Security usually isn't enough with some of the clients that I've spoken with. It's hard for them to pay light bills, hard for them to pay the rent, and the rent always seems to be increasing. So I deal with annuities. Annuities help grow money at a higher percentage than what banks offer, which will supplement your income. It can work such as like a pension plan that gives you an additional income monthly. So these are the things I want to share with you and the information I want to share with you and also empower you to have a greater harvest, a greater retirement in this season. And again, I'm happy to be your resource to better prepare you and your family for retirement. My number is 904-307-9493. Again, that's 904-307-9493. And feel free to call me, ask any questions, and schedule with me for a free benefits checkup. And I am very thankful today to Sister G for allowing me to come here and give you all this information. Have a great day.
Amen. Thank you, Tashana. We need to know, hallelujah, how to reap a great harvest. I appreciate that. Anybody have any questions for Tashana? Any questions she asked or she talked, anything she talked about, you have any questions? Anybody? Somebody? All right. Well, it looks like all the senior citizens on here are pretty much prepared. Well, we thank God for trying to talk to us about how to reap a great harvest. And, you know, definitely we need to reach that in God, reaping a great harvest. And we never think about, you know, what could happen to us. We're always hopeful and thankful to God that he is Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. But some things do happen. Sometimes blood pressure go up or different things happen as we age. But God said, beloved, above all, I want you to prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. But sometimes we got to, you know, get that checkup, not only a spiritual checkup, but a physical checkup. So sometimes the unexpected happen. We think, oh, my God, I'm going to be healthy all my life. That's our plan. Sometimes it doesn't work that way, so we got to make plans. We're in a human body. But I thank God that she talked to us about, you know, different things, critical care, funeral costs, legacy, and annuities, which is what AmeriLife does, her company that she works with. And she see many things as a nurse when she works, you know, in Duval County Hospital. So she knows a lot of things that go on. Anybody have any questions yet? All right. Well, we're grateful for Tashana coming on with us this morning and giving us wisdom because we don't know everything. You know, sometimes as we age, you know, things are changing so rapidly. We go like, God. I just went to the doctor, and it cost me over $2,000 for one visit. And what you going to do? You don't have the money. So we got to prepare. Not only that, we got to call on the Most High God. I remember a few years ago I didn't have any insurance. And I went to, got the name of that hospital here in Jacksonville. So I had to go to, I went to emergency, and the bill was $2,000. I said, Lord, you know I don't have any money. You know I can't pay this bill. So I prayed about it, and I said, Lord, this is your bill. I didn't even think about it no more. I got bills in the mail. I said, well, I put them aside. Then one day I opened one bill, and I said, I'll open this bill. Let me call the people and let them know. So I called the hospital, and I said, Miss, I just want to let you know, I do get the bills, but I don't have the money. And she said, what's the number on your account? And I told her, she said, are you Caritha Gantling? I said, yes. She said, look in the left-hand corner bottom of the bill. It said paid in full. Hallelujah! My hallelujah belongs to God. Mm-hmm. My hallelujah belongs to him. I said, hallelujah! Mm-hmm. They have no money to pay that bill. But God paid it. He touched them, and they paid it for me. So, yes, I come this far by faith, and all my hallelujahs belong to the Lord, because I don't have no way, but he makes a way. He makes a way, you know, for us to get annuities. He makes a way for us to get regular checkups and, you know, keep check of our health. And sometimes, you know, we get that report that we don't want to hear. And the Bible says, whose report will you believe? I believe God's report. His report says we're healed by his stripes.
Oh, yes.
But sometimes our faith ain't there yet. And we say, doctor, what you say I got? We believe the doctor's report. But God said we already healed. So I thank God for the information that she gave us this morning. Let's be people of wisdom, making sure we're getting our checkups, making sure we're following the doctor's directions. You know, if you're taking medication now, you can't do it how you want. You got to do it for their instructions. So we thank God this morning for Tashana. We have Mother Ludell on with us. She's 97, going on 98. And she lives in
96, going on 97.
Oh my God, I'm pushing you up there, huh?
That's all right. Hope I get there.
Amen, amen. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing. Thank God, I'm doing.
That's what we asking. Let us do good, Lord God.
Yes.
All right. What are you going to sing today, Ms. Lizelle?
Try Jesus, because I sing it all the time, mostly, but not all the time. But I still feel like at a time like this, we're supposed to continue to try him. Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Oh yes, I done tried him and he's all right. In the morning, he's all right. In the morning, he's all right. In the morning, he's all right. Oh, yeah, I done tried him. He's all right. On your sick bed, he's all right. On your sick bed, he's all right. On your sick bed, he's all right. I know I done tried him. He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Oh, yeah. I done tried him, man. He's all right. If you friendless, he's all right. If you friendless, he's all right. If you friendless, he's all right. Oh, yeah, I done tried him, he's all right. If you motherless, he's all right. If you motherless, he's all right. If you motherless, he's all right. Oh, yes, I done tried him, man. He's all right. Amen.
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 Amen. Oh, my God. Awesome.
I know. He's all right.
Yes.
Yes, I know it. I know it. I know it. Within my 96 years, you know, I should know. I should know something, and I do know something. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right.
Yep, we got to try Jesus because he's all right.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Holy, holy, holy God. He is fully. He knows the beginning from the end.
Uh-huh.
He knows the beginning.
Yes.
You know, we all have come this far by faith. If we didn't trust in the Lord, we can't make it.
Oh, no, thank you.
That's right.
Yep. Uh-huh. Every one of our praises, hallelujahs, belong to the Lord God Almighty.
Uh-huh.
All of it belong to the Lord God Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we still have Jackie Travis on with us this morning. Good morning again, Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ready to sing, Jackie?
Hold on. What? Yeah, just Mr. G. Sorry about that, darling. Had to get Aunt Elizabeth up. Here I am, Aunt Elizabeth. That's me. I'm coming right here. Okay. She's rolling out in her wheelchair.
Amen.
Good morning,
people.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Good morning. Oh, I won't complain. Like I
said,
I won't complain.
Amen.
It's just good to be in the land of living.
Lord.
Okay, I'm going
to take this little light.
Okay.
Well, we ready.
All
this
right.
Little light. I'm gonna let you shine, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine,
where?
This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Where I go, I'm gonna let it shine.
Tell him what you want.
As you started
doxology.
Time this morning on Bible Story Land. Did you stop to pray this morning?
Oh, yeah.
You kneel just one moment to say thank you, Jesus,
for
waking up again this morning.
Thank you,
Jesus, for health and strength. Thank you, Lord, for a mind on you. Did you stop to pray this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Kneel just one moment in prayer. We got to pray.
Yes, Lord.
That's how we communicate with God. But not only that, even more so than prayer, we got to listen to his voice. It's time.
Yes, Lord.
We got to listen and obey.
Oh, yeah.
We got to commit our ways to the Lord, not commit to our ways, but to his ways.
My Lord.
Moses knew God's ways. The people knew his hand. But Moses knew God's ways. And that's what we got to be familiar with. He don't always speak it in our spirit. Sometimes he speak, you know, by his ways. You may see a bird flying by. It might mean something.
Oh, yeah.
You may hear something, you know, on the news. It means something. Everything. God speaks in so many different ways.
Oh, yeah.
You got to know his ways. So we'll know what he's saying because he's speaking all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we get busy. Oh, yeah, Lord, Lord, just give me a few minutes. I'm coming.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go get a bath, and then we go eat breakfast. We say, Lord, I'm going to pray. We get in the car, and we go. We forget about God.
Oh, yeah.
We take him for granted. We know he always going to be there. So, well, oh, Lord, I'm going to get back to you. I know you called me this morning to pray, but I'm going to get back to you. When? When? Mm-hmm. That time don't ever come. It's nighttime. You go to bed. You wake up. All kind of stuff happening around your neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
People getting shot. People drugging up. People doing suicide.
Yes.
People kidnapping children. Mm-hmm. Children running away.
Oh,
healthy
yes.
People, you know, getting sick in the hospital, ambulance around. You know, all kind of situations are happening.
Oh, yes.
But God is counting on you to bring them to him.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, my neighbor is sick. I need you to move. Move on my neighbor, Lord God. Whatever it is, Lord, my grandchild is in trouble.
Yes, yes.
Whatever it is, we got to pray.
Lord.
So this morning, it's praying time. We got Pastor Donna Hawkins. We're going to be praying for her and Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. You know, churches are doing great things. But, you know, individually, sometimes we got to still bend the knee and pray.
Oh, yeah.
We can't just go without praying. Prayerless life is a sinless life. That's how, you know, when temptation comes, and it's coming.
Oh, yeah.
It can come. But you got to say, Lord, let me not yield to temptation. But if you ain't praying, if you ain't reading the word, if you ain't studying the word, if you're not listening to his voice, temptation going to come and you're going to yield.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to stay in the secret place. Not only do we have to pray, we got to listen to the Father and obey him.
Oh, yeah.
Because he speaks to us every day. And he wants us to listen.
Yes,
he does. We got to listen to the Father.
Yes, Lord.
Every day.
Come back. Don't bother me because I'm trying to listen to a
poem. Got to listen to him every day. We got to listen to the Father.
Yes, Lord.
So it's praying time. We're going to be praying for Pastor Donna Hawkins and her husband and family and Jackie. I'm going to pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins and Mother Fanny, if you could pray for Jackie Travis, and then we'll go from there. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Father, we call on your name again this morning, oh God. And we're so grateful that you, the Most High God, you know everything concerning us, Lord. There's nothing that you don't know. You know everything concerning your children. You are Almighty Father. You are the Almighty God. And we're depending on you, O God. We're trusting in you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're trusting in you like never before. And, Father, you know Pastor Donna Hawkins. You called her before you formed and shaped her in her mother's belly. You called her. And, Lord, I thank you that she didn't say, like some of the prophets said, I'm too young or I'm too old. She said, yes, Lord, yes to your will, yes to your way. Oh, Lord, I yield to you. She has yielded her life to you, oh, God. And so we are grateful, Father God, for all that you're doing for her, all that you're doing on her behalf and behalf of her family. So, Father, she continually trusts in you. We are grateful, Father God, for everything that you're doing for Pastor Donna Hawkins, for her husband who's right there in the ministry with her, holding up her hands. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, praying constantly for her. And, Lord, we thank you for every member at Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. And, Lord, I thank you that as she called upon your name, I thank you, Lord God, for the anointing upon her life to destroy yokes and bondages, to bring the broken in hearted, to help them heal, oh, God. Those who are going through trials and tribulations, Lord, I thank you that she hears when they cry out, and she brings it before you. Lord, my member, this name is going through. Lord, this member is going through that. And Lord, I thank you that she constantly brings them before you. And Father, fill her back up again as she pours out to you, oh God. Fill her back up, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we're so grateful, Father God. We're so grateful that, Lord, you, the Most High God, hear her prayers. And Lord, as she travels from place to place, be with her and her husband as they travel, Lord, in that beautiful van that they have to bring people to different places, for them to travel and go different places, oh God. Keep them safe. And, Lord, I thank you for the mothers that will be honored on tomorrow, those mothers that are faithful. You said call forth the women that are gushing eyes and tears, and the cunning women, the women, and let them teach their daughters to pray and to pray for the city, to pray for the country, to pray, to pray, to pray, to pray. And so, Father, we lift up those elderly women as they have been faithful to you, oh God. They're teaching the younger women how to love their husbands, how to love their babies, how to be chaste housekeepers at home, how to do those things that you want them to do, oh God. So, Father, we thank you this morning for what you're doing in their lives. We praise you and honor you this morning. We give you praise and thanksgiving for Pastor Donna Hawkins. And we are grateful that she is your servant. Not only is she your servant, she submits and obeys when she hears what you wanted to do. In Jesus' name, keep her healthy. Keep her well. Oh, God, keep her husband healthy and well. Keep their blood pressures at normal levels, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We bind up any weariness, tiredness, oh, God, and we say, not so, devil. You will not send any of that to them. They are refreshed and strengthened, renewed. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, look down on Jackie Travis. Look down on her and her whole entire family, Lord. Strengthen each and every one of them. Lead them and guide them. Keep your hands around them. Keep them covered in your precious blood, Father. Heavenly Father, you know they need, Father. Supply every need, Father. Help them pray and pray. Keep on praying, Lord Jesus. Help them be strong and gracious in your name, Lord. Lead them and guide them through, Father. You know they need. You know all their problems. You know what they are going through, Father. Make a way out of no way for them. Build them what they have toned down when they get weak and don't feel like they can't go on. Lord, give them the strength. Give them the courage and mind to go on. Keep calling on your name and lifting you up, Father, in the name of Jesus. You will fix it. You will make a way out of no way, because you is the way, the truth, and the life. And, Father, just help them to carry your will through with their families, Lord, with all their children, their grandchildren, their relatives, their nieces, ever who in their family, Lord, supply they ever need. Because in this world, Heavenly Father, we all need you. In the name of Jesus, help us pray hard and give you everything we got. Don't let us hold back on you, no kind of way. Let us give it all to you, and you will fix it. You will make a way, for you is the way, and you is the way, you the truth and the light. No man going to come over you. We got to come by Jesus Christ. We got to come through him. That's what he said, and we got to do whatever our Lord Jesus tell us to do. We got to follow him. We must follow him. Because one day, he's going to call our name, and we want to be ready. We don't want to be left out. We want to be saved by the grace and the mercy of God. In Jesus' mighty holy name, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Pastor Donna, can you pray for Mother Ludell?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
Gracious Lord, we humbly bow this morning, thanking you, Lord, for allowing us to see this day. Now, Lord, while I'm bowed, I ask a special blessing on Mother Ludell, Lord. Lord, you have kept her on the battlefield for all of these years, Lord, and we thank you for keeping her strong, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the inspiration that she gives to all of us, Lord. And her message is always the same, try Jesus. So, Lord, we are praying that someone heard that message today and that they will try you, Lord, that they will trust you enough to try you and try you enough to trust you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for what you have done for Sister Ludell. Lord, continue to bless her. Continue to keep her family. Continue to bless her children, Lord, and keep them in your care, Lord. Bless her church, Lord. But, Lord, we thank you for keeping her healthy, Lord, in her right mind, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for her life, what she has done for you, Lord, and what she continues to do, Lord. Lord, continue to bless her. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen.
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 Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Deshauna, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, can you pray for Mother Fanny?
Yes. Father God, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. We thank you, Mother Fanny. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that by your stripes we are healed. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you said you would give us an expected end, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you are covering us. We thank you that you're blessing us. We thank you that you think of us. We thank you for your heart towards us. We thank you for the blood of Jesus for us. We thank you that you have redeemed us. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for an expected end. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Father, I lift up your daughter, Tashana LaPierre. I thank you for the ministerial call upon her life that she will hear and answer. Yes, Lord, I agree with your plan. And, Lord, you have mighty plans for Tashana. It's only just begun. You're going to do a new thing in her. Turn around, breakthrough, one right after the other, like a roller coaster effect. So, Father, we thank you for the plans that you have for her, good plans, to bring her to expected end. You said, I know the thoughts I have of you. Not evil, but good thoughts to bring you to your expected end. So, Father, I thank you that her gifts and talents will be used to give glory and honor to you in the body of Christ like never before. I thank you for those DVDs, CDs that she will make, giving you glory and honor and praise. I thank you for her excelling in you like never before. I thank you for her hearing the call and saying, yes, Lord, to your will, yes, to your way. Every ungodly thing around her, associated with her, is going to fall off like flies. I thank you, Lord God, for more godly people in her path, that she will have godly people, oh God, godly women instructing her, like her mom and other godly women, instructing her in the ways of righteousness, drawing her closer to you. Oh God, I thank you that the crooked path has ended and the straight and narrow is her portion. So we bless you for this young woman who's been on the battlefield a long time. Remove any discouragement in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you that she'll say yes to you. And, Lord, even if she needs to go back to school to get another degree, oh, God, you're able. And, Lord, I thank you for her own business because she's being trained right now by you, oh, God. Oh, God, I thank you for the training that you're giving her, not just a married life, not just as a nurse, but you're training her. God, give her more time in the secret place with you because you've been speaking to her. But let her understand plainly what the Most High God is saying to her in this season, in this hour. Bless her like never before. Protect her as she come in, as she go out. And so, Father, we thank you for this young woman that you chose to do a mighty great work for you abroad, nationally, in America as well, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Anybody else need prayer? Press 1. State your prayer request. Anybody else? Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. We're so grateful that you all joined us. We're all covered by the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we are grateful that the Most High God knows our name. He loves us so much. But you know what? He's saying, will you love me back? Will you love me when you're going through trials and tribulations? Mm-hmm. Will you love me when you get in the valley place, when the lions are roaring at you? Will you love me when you're in the fiery furnace and the heat gets turned up? Will you love me when a family member leaves this earth? Will you love me when you don't have enough money to feed your children, your grandchildren?
Yes,
will you love me when it looks like the city is turned upside down? Mm-hmm. Will you love me when you think I'm not there? Will you love me no matter what with all your heart, soul, and strength?
Oh, yeah.
Will you love me? I commanded you. I didn't give you a choice. I commanded you to love me with all your heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like you love yourself. I know you think you don't have to like this one and like that one, but it's all a part of love. Love, love covers a multitude of faults. Love is what we need in the earth. Love.
Yes,
God is love. We need more of God in our schools. We need more of God in our homes. We need more of God on the streets. We need more of God. We need more of God when situations arise.
Yes, Lord.
He won't say, who are you? I don't know your voice. Who are you calling on me? No. Don't be familiar with each other, but be familiar with God. Don't take him for granted. Don't say, I know God. No. Spend time with him. Spend time with him. Shut everything down. Get off Facebook. Get out the faces of other people. He's calling you to spend time. So spend time with the Most High God. He loves you. He gave Jesus for you. Not as a group, not as a family, but as an individual. So I thank God for each of you this morning. I look forward to hearing from you. Next Saturday will be Family Day. We'll be honoring families today. We're honoring senior citizens. You know, those that are the gray-haired people, the hoary-headed people, those that God has given much wisdom to, we're honoring them today. And we are praying that those elderly people, senior citizens who are not saved, will call on the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me for all my sins. I need to be saved.
Oh, yes, Lord.
So I thank God for revival in the land. Senior citizens that have turned their back on him will run into his presence. But say, I need God like never before.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody got any announcements before we close out? All right, closing time on Bible Storyland. I love you all. Look forward to hearing from you next week. You mean a lot to me. And I, when I see your phone numbers come, I'm like, woo, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. I want to thank each of you for your support weekly, for your prayers for me. Don't you think I don't need prayers? I definitely need them.
Yes.
I need prayers daily.
We all.
I come across your mind, lift me up in prayer. Don't say, oh, I'm thinking about Sister G. Don't just think about me. Pray for me.
Oh, yes.
Well, I thank God for you. Love you. Talk to y'all next Saturday, if not before.
Okay.